12. The Peninsula Campaign. The night after Timothy Webster reached Richmond with Hattie Lawton in February, his painful rheumatism flared once more. By the next morning, he was bedridden in a hotel room, unable to move. Webster told Lawton not to leave Richmond with a message for Pinkerton. It would be too dangerous. Instead, Lawton would play his devoted wife, nursing him back to health. Then they would leave. Back in Washington, Pinkerton grew more alarmed by the day over what had happened to Webster and Lawton. Despite his large staff, he had 27 operatives by the end of January. Precious little intelligence was coming out of Richmond. Besides Webster and Lawton, who were silent, Pinkerton had just E.H. Stein and a man he identified only as H.J.K. wandering around Virginia, and neither was sending back information. The agent drought could not have come at a worse time for Pinkerton, who was exhausted from near 24-hour days spent searching for intelligence on Virginia defenses. On January 31st, McClellan finally sent Stanton the campaign plan he had been incubating for months. Instead of attacking Johnston's force at Manassas Junction and Centerville, the some 140,000 men of the Army of the Potomac would flank the Confederates by first marching northeast to Annapolis and the Chesapeake Bay. From there, they would sail to Urbana, a small tobacco port on the west bank of the lower Rappahannock, 15 miles upriver from the Chesapeake Bay and 50 miles east of Richmond, and then march west to capture the Confederate capital. For the Urbana strategy to succeed, Johnston must remain unsuspecting at Manassas and Centerville for as long as possible. McClellan calculated that if his movement were well underway before the Confederates detected it, he could cut off and isolate Johnston and capture Richmond before the rebels could concentrate their troops there to save the capital. Johnston would be forced to fight on McClellan's terms. As plans went, it wasn't a bad one. McClellan's thrust would be coordinated with an attack in the west. Lincoln, however, was cool to the Urbana maneuver at first. Instead of the Federals marching south, the president would have to explain to an impatient public why the army must move north to Annapolis, leaving Washington prey to Johnston menacing from Manassas.